This is tape 101603-JM, and this is Melinda Maynor interviewing Mr. James Moore. Mr. Moore, just start out. Tell us your full name, your birthday. What's your address?
James Moore. I'm from Prospect, born and reared at Prospect. I was born August 18th, 1922, and I've lived here. At the present time, I'm living on Highway 711 at Pembroke, but I still consider myself from Prospect, and I've been around now for 81 years, and I've been a part of and witnessed a lot of the changes that have come about in through the county and, well, yes, the whole county.
Start with Mr. Early Bullard and the formation of the Prospect.
The Early Bullard married my father's sister, Emma, and he was our first Indian judge. This came about in 1954. In 1954, a group of us here at Prospect, we built a clubhouse on land adjacent to the school property. And we like to give ourselves a lot of credit, not all the credit, because he became our first judge, and it was four districts, Maxson, Pembroke, and Prospect, and there's another one in there. But anyway, this club here at Prospect likes to give himself a lot of credit for his election. He was the first Indian judge, had never been one before. And I think it came as a surprise to the white people and caught them by surprise. And when this happened, there was a group in Maxton, Gus Spiro, Buddy Dunn, and others. It took them by such surprise till they thought that they could go to headquarters, to the Democratic headquarters in Raleigh and do something about it, which they were told they could not. After he became judge, he appointed Mr. Lacey Maynor as his assistant. Mr. Lacey was my seventh grade teacher in 1935, and naturally I supported him. And I don't remember I believe it was two terms Uncle Early served, and then he gave it up and Mr. Lacey became judge, and he ran unopposed as long as he served. However, I believe, I'm not certain about this, but I believe that there was a law fixed to the effect that to be a recorder's court judge that you had to have a law degree. And of course that was made to eliminate any more recorder's court judges. And then, that's about it, I reckon, for the judge.
Well, to go back and tell us a little bit about how you all organized to get Mr. Early elected.
Well, we going back to the judge, the recorder's judge, we organized by roads. Each road in the Prospect community was assigned to a certain person. And of course, like I say, we gave ourselves a lot of credit, and we did this by visiting house to house, being sure the people were registered to vote, and being sure that they registered, that they voted on election day. It has carried out well. I don't think we've after this, the elections since then, we've never gone to that extent. Excuse me. But it was carried out well, and it brought about then, after after this, this was in 1954, and by 1960, we had integration to come. And the school here at Prospect, its boundaries extended to the Hope County line up kind of northeast of Maxton. And there was, that was where it was expected that the we might have a problem with integration, picking up the different students. And the they had a bus, an extra large bus at Prospect that they gave this route to, and it would pick up the students that was expected to be integrated. And it went up in that direction, and it dropped off the primary students at Oxenine School. But anyway, the principal, Mr. Danford Dahl, he came to me and he says, "I want to know that I have a man on that bus." And he says, "Will you drive for me if you don't drive for 2 or 3 months?" Which I agreed to. I agreed to drive, and I drove for 3 months and then told him I'd had enough of it. And we did have incidents of that could have turned into violence, however it didn't. I'm not giving myself credit for that, but it was handled somehow to where it wasn't. But it almost became violent at the school, the people in the community. So it was a pretty rough time, but however, we came through it without anybody getting hurt, for which I'm glad.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the club activities in the 1960s after Mr. Lacey was kept, you know, running unopposed? What did y'all focus on at that point?
And they're not going back to after Mr. Lacey was eliminated. The law was passed to eliminate him running for judge.
And you remember about what time that was?
No, I just, he said, I think it was 4 terms.
Okay.
I think Uncle Early served 2 and Mr. Lacey 2. And we still stayed together as a club, but we were never as close-knit as a group as we were to begin with. However, this club was founded. It doesn't exist now, and it was determined at the time when we built it, Mr. Mac Locklear let us have the land to put it on. His land adjoined the school. Excuse me. His land adjoined the schools, and he let us have the land to put it on with the provision that if we ever ceased as a club, that it would go back to his family. And it never has, I really don't know just how it stands at this time, except that it has been used, it was used for years by, I don't know what to say about this. It's the, it's a kind of a nursery thing for the young people. And I believe right now that, I believe the Sheriff's Department has it as, what would you call that?
And it's substation?
As a substation, yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know just how, its status is right at this time, other than that.
Okay. Talk then, you had started to talk about some of the breakdown that happened around when the county wanted to integrate the schools.
When the integration came, like I said, I took the job of driving the bus for Mr. Danford. And there were some incidents where it could have become violent on the bus. But it didn't. I'm not giving myself credit for it. It just worked out that it didn't become violent. However, I think maybe why I decided I didn't want to continue driving the bus was that we one morning I drove in and unloaded, and there was a group of parents. They were all Indian parents at the school, and the parents and Mr. Danford got into confusion, and it almost turned violent, it looked like, but it didn't, and Mr. Danford resigned. He used this as an excuse to resign, and he had done such a wonderful job as principal. But anyway, he resigned, and Mr. James Arthur Jones, who was assistant principal at the time, he became our principal, and he stayed for years. I don't remember just how many. But anyway, I want to say right here that the progress that has come about at Prospect is due largely to those two men, Mr. Danford and Mr. James Arthur.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What were those Indian parents so upset about?
Well, I don't know. It was just they didn't want the colored in the school. And there was, I don't believe I brought a single white student to Prospect. I believe it was, there might have been some that came here, but they didn't come on the bus that I was. But I didn't bring any white students. It was Indian in color. And I think that was the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to say that the Indians were just upset about integration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What? So they wanted to stop black students from coming to the school?
They didn't want black students to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always been, there was a fear for a long time that Prospect and Maxton was going to be consolidated. And I don't know, I haven't heard it been talked recently, but for a long time that it was talked that Maxton and Prospect would be consolidated, and I'm proud that they haven't, because prior to integration, Maxton was one of the towns that had its own school, its city school, like Lumberton, Red Springs, and so forth. And I was sorry to see Prospect, Maxton, and Pembroke consolidated together, the high school. I think it took something from each community, especially Prospect.
Describe what do you think it took away?
Well, what did it take away? I just feel like that anybody will perform better at home than they will away from home. As a result, there's a list of the students that have gone on beyond the college level and become doctors, lawyers, and whatnot from Prospect. And since that time, since consolidation of Prospect, Pembroke, and Maxton came about, we've had one to go beyond the college level, and he became a dentist here from Prospect. And prior to that, there's just they're listed, but I don't have it right before me right at this time.
But you think there were more Indians from Prospect to achieve more things
during this period of time? I do. However, we've had people outside of Prospect that have become famous. some of them, Dr. Brooks and his brothers and others. But I think it took something about, I think that it weakened each school when they consolidated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good prospect.
There may be, but right now I can't think of just what they are. It may be that I think of something that later that I could talk about, but right as of now, I just can't think of it.
Yeah, well, we can.